Okay.
only 20 minutes late.
Well, technical difficulties do influence our world.
Yep.
Okay. This is episode number 100 of the Android Buffet podcast, recorded June 18th, 2012, at 10:20 p.m. Unfortunately, late. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Do 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 do. Oh.
Welcome to episode number 100 of the Android Buffet podcast. We apologize for the delay for those of you who are live. We are experiencing technical difficulties, which we will try not to reproduce in the future. Well, we keep improving. I upgraded our recording system to Fedora 17 and Skype 4.0.
4.0, my gosh, how long has it been since a Skype release for Linux?
Well, we went from 2 to 4, so a while.
Yeah,
They
and
jump. They jump two versions.
that 2.2 beta came out a long time ago, didn't it?
It's actually been in beta for 3 years.
Yeah, that's
So this is supposed to be the version that will improve all of the audio quality.
Which is, interestingly, exactly what we were having trouble with.
Yeah, time to try another technology.
Maybe.
I have a few ideas that I've wanted to test, but we'll talk
Any of
about them.
them cross-platform?
Well, I want to have a POTS backup.
That would be nice.
Well, I have
I
all the
like
wiring here.
POTS.
I have all the wiring here.
I think POTS is incredibly underrated.
I'll have to agree with that. Do you want to tell everybody what POTS is, or should I?
Plain old telephone service.
Copper wiring.
Yep.
Always works.
Twisted pair.
So since I've upgraded to Fedora 17, have you also upgraded to Fedora 17?
I have not.
What happened to all that Fedoring and the OpenSUSE and all the other things you were doing itself?
No, wait, I am on Fedora 17, aren't I?
Have you relapsed, Jerry?
I haven't turned the computer on since I got back.
You've gone back to Windows?
I have not touched a Linux machine
After
since
all
I got
that
back.
time, sitting in the room, installing Linux, trying to get something out of the hotel's Wi-Fi?
Well, I don't mind playing with new stuff, but I took 4 days off, four or five days off. So when I got back,
Time to go to
I'm
work.
really behind. So there wasn't a whole lot of time for playing. There was it was time to I gotta get stuff done. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
but it was worth meeting me. I have to occasionally ask.
Oh yeah, you Murph, Brome,
And since it happened after we recorded last episode, we also got to meet our
Kevin.
biggest fan.
Yep, that was cool. Got to go out to dinner with Kevin McLaughlin. That
Yes.
was awesome.
Yes, he is our number one fan. And we learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
Yes, I did have some sad news on the way back, though.
You did.
At the airport in Charlotte, my S micro SD slot broke. I actually broke off a card in it. So I have to learn to live with that one.
I'm sorry, so your micro SD slot broken what?
A card broke inside my micro SD card slot. Inside the
On what?
resound. In the
In
phone.
your phone?
Yeah.
So just pull it out.
I did with a pair of tweezers.
Right?
It will never work again.
Why not?
Then it doesn't recognize cards anymore.
Take it back.
Can't do that. That's what happens when you don't buy on contract.
Oh.
Besides, onboard memory, like Murph, I have to learn to live without a card slot.
I like my card slot.
I liked mine too.
I've got a 32 gig card in it.
I had a card in mine until it cracked into two pieces.
Well, that's why you put it in and you don't take it out.
I didn't take it out. It wiggled itself out. That explains why it wasn't mounting all weekend. And I had to keep reminding it.
It wiggled itself out?
Probably due to vibration. And then
Well,
it
that's
got
just
stuck
seems like
on.
a crummy design from the get-go.
And who manufactured my phone, Jerry?
Sounds like probably Motorola or something.
Okay, you spend all this time telling me that HTC is so wonderful and they design a phone that causes my.
Well, I'm saying that that's a design flaw.
Yes, the micro SD card slot, the card vibrated out of the slot and got locked onto the battery. So the two got stuck together. Which is
That's
easier
just
to.
weird.
It is weird. They told.
I don't even understand how that's physically possible.
Well, battery swells slightly. The other part starts to loosen. And the battery has to be removed in order for the micro SD card to get out. So if it wiggles out, it actually can wiggle into the crack on the side of the battery and get stuck in there. Whereas Motorola, by the way, has been known to put the micro SD card slot under the battery. Therefore, one cannot expand into the other.
Weird.
Either way, the only thing I keep on the card is music so that I don't have to stream it.
I just swapped mine. The main reason I put a card in mine was so that I could save pictures and videos there.
Oh, I just got that Dropbox camera upload thing. Does it for me. I don't have to worry.
Yep, I am running the 32 gigabyte SanDisk Class 4.
Because a few months ago, somebody that I know went to Disney World, took a lot of pictures with their phone that were stored on the internal memory in their phone, and their phone went dead.
Yeah, and see.
Verizon suggested a factory reset, which would have lost all the pictures.
Right.
So I've come to the conclusion that, one, you can get a card, but you can also have the pictures automatically uploaded into the cloud by the Dropbox automatic camera upload. So I do.
Oh, wow. I should do that, because...
It's free.
You know. Yeah, right.
And you have those 50 gigabytes for being an HTC customer.
I only have 25.
Whatever it is. Now, 50 is the Galaxy S3. 25 is the Sense 4 promotion. But I'm just going to have to learn to live with it. Maybe I should get some advice from Murph. He's living the dream of no card slot.
Wow.
I didn't know that was a dream. I thought that was a nightmare.
No, this is a Class 10 32 gig card. And it's only $35.
Who's the manufacturer?
Samsung.
Oh, not too bad.
No?
No.
I mean, it's incredible that as much stuff as Samsung makes...
But they're all different.
They make really good stuff.
Yeah, they're all different divisions.
Except for, you know, phones.
They still make hard drives? Or, no, they sold off the hard drive business, I think.
They did.
I have to keep track of who's selling what nowadays. You know, Vizio's selling laptops. Samsung's no longer selling hard drives.
You know Samsung makes refrigerators?
Yes, I do. So does LG.
I have a Samsung refrigerator. It's craziness.
So does my mother, apparently.
So does your mother?
Yes, she's sitting right here listening.
Your mother makes refrigerators?
No, she has a Samsung refrigerator.
Oh, she has? Okay. Wow. Yeah,
she went a whole different direction
in my head.
She perked up when you started talking about it.
No, I love my Samsung refrigerator.
Yes, I have never actually had my mother listen to the show. As you know, it's a common theme that my mother usually forgets to listen to the show. So she happened.
Now she's here.
Well, she happened to be here, so she's quietly listening.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on my couch, smiling, nodding her head up and down. Can I have some applause? See,
hi, Guru's mom.
She's waving. She prefers to be silent. She's heard a lot about you, Jerry.
I'm sorry.
So moving on, I decided to try a different experiment. I want to see if anybody, how this whole Reddit thing works. People keep telling me that I should get more of my news through Reddit and let other people decide what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So I've set up an Android Buffet subreddit.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Reddit.com/r/AndroidBuffet.
Yes, so I'm going to learn how to use Reddit, but I want all of you to log on to Reddit, submit links to the Android Buffet subreddit, and do my work for me. So tell me what it is you think I should be reading about and talking about with Jerry on the show, so I don't have to. Doesn't that sound like a great idea, Jerry?
I like it.
Okay, and if it doesn't work, it didn't cost me anything.
Nope.
Reddit is free.
Now
I have to find a Reddit reader for Android. I hear there are good ones like Reddit is Fun and Bacon Reader.
Bacon Reader's good. Reddit is Fun is the one that I'm currently using, although I have used Bacon Reader.
Okay, I'm going to try both of them. I'm going to get into the Reddit thing and find out what other people I don't know think is important.
Just leave your sensitivity at home. There's lots of offensive stuff on Reddit.
Jerry, I'm used to being offended. I just came from the Southeast Linux Fest.
Oh, did I offend you a lot? I'm sorry.
No, I was talking about some of the other people there.
Really?
Well, there was talk that one attendee, it's apparently at one point, after enjoying an evening of celebrating with other Linux enthusiasts, was apparently mooning a Time Warner cable sign.
Right, but you weren't a Time Warner cable sign, so that should not offend you.
No, I'm just saying things can get rowdy. I've learned to, you know, to accept that people have fun, and it may not be my cup of tea, but I accept other people's things. And Murph wants to know if he offended me. No. Although there was that other person I took a walk with and him that was sort of occasionally offensive, but I chose to accept it. Yes, he asked about 3:30. Yes, he's an interesting character. Did you meet him?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So.
What kind of mother names her child 3:30?
I believe his real name is Justin. As I understand it, his nickname was 330 because apparently that's when he lost consciousness on his keyboard.
Yes.
If I remember the story correctly.
That's the story he tells.
Okay. So shall we get into some other news? I always like to put in some random stories from outside.
Yeah, let's do the news.
Yes. Apparently, according to head chef Daniel Cordreau, he's the head chef of McDonald's, there is nothing unhealthy on the McDonald's menu. And I know, Jerry, that you have told me that you used to spend a lot of time at McDonald's, but because of your diet, you have kept away from it.
That is true.
So essentially, according to Chef Cordreau, the average fast food goer eats at McD's at least 3 times a month. So his question is, what's going on with the other 87 meals? So it's not McDonald's fault if you eat poorly 3 meals out of 87.
And he would be absolutely correct.
Yes.
If for 3 meals out of 87 meals, you could go nuts for those 3 meals, and it's not going to have that big an effect.
Okay. How is your diet going, Jer?
The Southeast Linux Fest absolutely hosed me.
I'm sorry. My fault.
I came back, and I was up 8 pounds.
Oy.
Right?
Yes. But what's your total net loss?
I was at I was back down to 232 this morning, so 84 pounds.
Can I have a round of applause?
Yes, no, doesn't sound right. 316 minus 232.
Yeah.
84 pounds.
You realize now after the show she's going to ask me how my weight loss is going. I'm going to go with good.
And Guru's mom, that's just since the beginning of the year.
You're a better man than I am.
Of course, let's be honest, I didn't actually start trying to lose weight till the beginning of the year, so It's not like there were many years of progress before that.
Okay, well, I'm impressed because I know what you do for a living. You sit at home.
On my butt.
But at home.
Yes.
You work out of your house.
Yes.
So it is especially impressive that you get out of your house. So a few other things. Verizon is going to switch from unlimited data and limited voice and text to the other way around at $40 per smartphone line and $50 for the first gig of data.
So you get unlimited voice and limited data.
Correct.
So really that sounds like the only real change is that you're going to get unlimited voice and text because you always had limited data.
Yeah, but they're not billing me per gigabyte right now. I'm paying $30 and getting as many gigabytes as I want. And admittedly, they would probably start throttling me after 5, but I've never really gotten to 5 because I do put my phone on Wi-Fi. And I decided to check. The Southeast Linux Fest was probably a heavy usage weekend for
me. Mm-hmm.
So during the course of the month, where one weekend I had heavy usage, and the rest of the month I had moderately light usage, or let's say regular usage, which is, you know, reading on my phone. Occasionally I stream things, but I'm not a big streamer, so I'm not sitting there watching Netflix, which many people do actually do on their phone.
Right.
And I didn't even get to 3 gigabytes. I think it was 2.4. And I do use Wi-Fi in the house, but that was an intensive weekend of doing a lot. I had my transformer tethered to my phone because the hotel Wi-Fi stunk.
It did?
Yeah. So on an average month, I might do 1.2, 1.3. So I doubled because of an intensive weekend.
Wow.
So Verizon would charge me over $70 a month for those 2 gigabytes.
Wow.
I think, I actually do approve of limited data, but I think the price is set too high. I don't need unlimited voice and text. I can deal with limited voice and text. I'm perfectly happy with that. Give me something that saves me money. Give me something that allows me to not overpay, which is not what Verizon wants. But you have to make your money somewhere, and they're making record profits. You know, they keep paying dividends. They're very generous, apparently.
Hmm.
And in one other news story, you can try the Booster Brolly, a solar umbrella that charges your phone and boosts wireless signal. So you can walk around with your solar charging umbrella that gives you better reception. And this is going to be offered through a sponsorship with Vodafone.
That sounds cool.
Yes, I want to get one of these umbrellas. I can walk around and people can look at me. Maybe how about a solar wireless charging hat? Although that might be dangerous. I just heard the FCC is going to look into cell phone radiation for the first time in, I think, 6 years. So maybe I shouldn't be putting a giant radiating antenna on my head.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. I'll wait for the FCC report. Moving along, going back to a previous guest, the Deeper Smarter Fish Finder for Android is up for pre-order for $149.
What does that mean?
Well, do you remember that picture where the Android Buffet podcast on a boat while fishing?
Yes.
Okay. So now you can go and pre-order a device for $149 that will help you find fish that hooks to your up to your Android phone.
Okay.
Well, you're the one who said that no people who fish would listen to this podcast. You were wrong.
Well, apparently I was wrong.
So maybe somebody who listens to this podcast is interested in a deeper, smarter fish finder.
Maybe.
Yeah, hard to say. We'll find out. Samsung has brought near-field communication to the masses with tactile programmable tags. You can get 5 programmable tags for only $15. So does your HTC One have near-field communication?
I don't have an HTC One.
What is it? The Evo 4G. It's the Sprint version of the One. The yes. HTC Evo 4G LTE.
It does have an NFC chip.
So are you going to get some of these tactile programmable tags?
Oh, God, yes.
They sound like fun. It's a shame I don't have near-field communication.
Don't they?
Well, I don't care about payment. You know, who wants to hold your phone up and have it pay for something? Let's ask our studio audience. Do you want to have to go and hold up your phone to a card reader and have it pay for you? My studio audience has fallen asleep. No, woke up now. She has the headphones on. So here's the question. Raise your hand, thumbs up or thumbs down, to using your phone to hold up in the air at a store instead of swiping your card. Hold the phone up. You're in favor of it? Oh, okay. She's in favor of it.
You know, they've been doing that over in Japan for a long time now.
Well, I'm just nervous about that. Somebody bumps against me with their near-field communication reader and suddenly they've taken my money. There's something about that that makes me nervous. On the other hand, I can get one of those near-field communication dongles, you know, where you, the key fobs they use to get into buildings, and somebody could use that. But I suppose elevator is right. You can obviously turn it off when you're not using it so that the person bumping into you on the subway will not necessarily steal your money.
You don't have to bump.
No, I meant somebody getting close enough to you.
Oh.
I'm using bump figuratively. Somebody who brushes past you. Okay. But with this, you can program these tactile tags to do things. So you come into your house, you wave your phone in front of one of these tags, and your phone connects to your wireless network.
Mm-hmm.
You wave it in front of another tag, and it turns off everything and puts it into whatever profile you want the phone to be in when you leave your house. Doesn't that sound amusing? Studio audience. Is she better or worse than my previous?
With a little bit of creativity, it could do even like more way cool stuff. Like, I'm thinking, okay, here's my scenario. I've got a place in my car where I put my phone when I get in.
Okay.
It's got, it's like, you know, a little tray with a rubber mat. Well, you can take the rubber mat out. I thought about putting an NFC antenna underneath it, one of those little stickers, NFC tag.
Okay.
Under there. So when I get in the car and I set my phone down there, it would read the tag and say, oh, I'm in the car. And then it would shut off Wi-Fi, turn on Bluetooth, send a HTTP request to my computer in the house to tell it shut everything down because, you know, I'm leaving the house and I'm not going to use the computer while I'm in here. So
you could also put it by the door.
I could put it by the door. So if I'm going out for a bike ride, ta-tink. And if I'm going out for a bike ride and, you know, I touch the tag on the bike, it could start up a new track on Google My Tracks. You know, it could do, there's like so many unbelievably, wow.
I'm very jealous of you, Jerry, and I'm not joking. I, you know, I do not think that I'm really motivated for near-field communication for the purpose of payment. If it happens someday, maybe I'll use it, but that doesn't motivate me as much as the ability to do near-field communication to do cool things. Yes. So I suppose I'm lucky that I'm not pasting those things all over my house.
Yep.
Either way, I sort of agree with elevator. It is better than a QR code. I have no problem with QR codes, but it takes entirely too long to scan them. You know, you have to launch a program. You have to make sure you position it so that the barcode can be read. Whereas with this, I assume you just swipe and you don't really have to do any preparation.
That's right.
I'm happy with that.
I am too. Okay. QR codes are cool, but you got to start the barcode scanner and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I look forward to you reporting on your first tactile experience. Whenever that happens. I assume your order is in already?
No. Like I say, I've had a busy time since I've gotten back.
Me too. I did have a few extra days of vacation, but I've had a lot to do. A lot of little projects. I was working on the latest generation of the Android Buffet web server. And WordPress 3.4 came out, and apparently that's why our feed didn't quite work for the last few days. So many people did not listen to the Live from Charlotte episode until this morning when somebody told me our feed wasn't working properly. Sorry about that. You'll get two episodes this week for the price of one. No extra charge.
Oh, so they haven't heard our 100th episode yet.
No, but they'll hear it eventually. No rush. Besides, if they are listening in order, even if they get two episodes at once, they'll probably listen to the other one first. I am sorry for anybody. First time somebody told me was today. I want to thank Scott Evans, also known as Victor Kilo 7 Hotel Sierra Eka. You remember him, right?
No.
The guy from Tasmania?
Sorry.
Remember he? We talked about him a few times?
No.
He's shown up occasionally.
Oh.
You've now heard
what's his name?
Scott Evans.
Oh, yeah, I know Scott.
Yeah. He also, he's, I think, still lurking in the chat room, even though he isn't here, under Victor Kilo 7.
Oh, yeah, that's his ham code. Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You almost hurt his feelings.
Apparently, I misheard you.
Okay. Either way, I appreciate that he told me the feed wasn't working. I'll try to remember to check it after I post something. I was not aware it wasn't working. Either way, the server is being upgraded, and it should be running faster and faster with each generation. I hope.
We hope.
Well, you know, we learn by doing. That's why one of the reasons I moved the stream server over to a different provider, so it wouldn't affect the main server. Moving along, Apple has opted not to delay the launch of the Galaxy S3. So their case against the Galaxy S3 can go to trial sooner, a hearing on whether or not they're going to make Samsung discontinue sales of the Galaxy S3 for copyright and infringement, excuse me, patent infringement. We'll go to hearing is set for June 21st, and the trial is set for July 30th. Had they asked for an injunction, it would have been pushed off. So, decision sooner.
Wow.
Yes. Wonderful thing. Company makes a product, other company decides that product is too close to their product, and has opted to let the product be sold so later they can damage the company. That wasn't a special effect.
Nope.
No. My voice is too soothing, isn't it?
No, I'm just, I'm also chatting with Elevator.
No, that was my mother's nodding off for a moment.
Oh.
I think the snoring was picked up by the microphone. Anyway, maybe I shouldn't have invited her. Oh, now she's grinning. Okay, a nonprofit organization called Linaro has posted code that is supposed to significantly boost Android performance. And this is based on certain optimizations in terms of the hardware. And this actually has been
The hardware?
Yes. Several of the optimizations dealt with more efficiently using the hardware to produce better performance.
Huh.
So a lot of it was ARM optimization.
Oh.
So essentially,
can't we just get phones that run x86?
Yes, it's called Intel, what is it, Medfield? Medfield? Medberg?
I saw an article the other day that said it was talking about the x86 tax, basically meaning that if you create that there are royalties you have to pay Intel if you create an x86 chip.
That's good. In favor of royalties. Pay Intel a lot of money. Disclaimer, I am a stockholder.
In that article, Intel was saying that ARM is not going to last and it's going to die out. So
tell ARM that.
I was thinking, yay!
Yeah, but a lot of people are using ARM. You know, Intel may die out before ARM.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but the thing is, I think ARM is going to be very hard to kill.
Yeah, apparently, right?
It's everywhere. It's very popular for embedded.
When it comes to embedded, ARM is just where it's at.
And Intel, the same way that AMD hasn't...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the same way that AMD hasn't been able to get a significant foothold in the x86, and I said significant, they do have a good percentage of the market, but they haven't got a significant one. Intel still beats them.
They were so close to taking over completely, and then Intel came out with the Core series and just kicked them to the curb.
I still use a lot of AMD processors, but mainstream still goes Intel. But the same thing with ARM. You know, Intel is trying to get into the ARM market and get some of those people back over to the Intel market, and they haven't succeeded.
Well, Intel's never been really good about power management, and that's kind of where ARM is.
Yeah, but compared to AMD.
It's all about the embedded world, right? Where power matters.
Yeah, I think Elevator has the right title.
Say again?
That should be the title for the episode.
The ARM race.
Yeah.
Power consumption is extremely important on devices that use ARM chips.
Yeah, but what about Intel versus AMD? AMD has always had been actually more power hungry than Intel. That's how they can make cheaper chips that have better performance. They run them very hot and use a lot of power.
Are you 100% certain about that?
That's what I always gathered. AMD chips I've always been run.
The understanding that Intel chips tend to run hotter, and that AMD chips were more efficient.
Well, they've always had cool and quiet. They've always been ahead at processor scaling, but I'm talking about at full throttle. An AMD chip, in my opinion, is always hotter.
Okay, I might not.
I'm going to have to look into this because I do run a lot of AMD chips.
I won't disagree with that, but when you're looking at, you know, overall energy
usage, yeah, you're talking, yeah, power management on AMD has always been very good. And a lot of that is because the chips run so hot.
Yeah. And it's something that Intel's just never really been. I mean, they're good at it, but it's not been a really strong point.
Well, I'm still an AMD fan, and I think that they also have a future in low power devices.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the machine that I'm on now is a Phenom X6.
I forget which Phenom I have in the other room. The computer that's running the recorder is actually an Athlon X2, which used to be the Myth TV backend.
Mm-hmm.
I upgraded the Myth TV backend and built it into a recording computer, which I just have to fix the software on again. Been a little finicky. Anyway, moving along, you can try a Lamborghini tablet for only 75,000 rubles, and it doesn't even have ICS.
And let's translate that rubles into U.S. dollars, please.
$2,300 for a 9.7-inch Lamborghini tablet running Gingerbread.
And here's some of the specs. It's a little under 10 inches on that, you know, screen. 1024 by 768 pixels resolution. A 1.2 gigahertz Snapdragon. Half a gig of RAM. 4 gig of storage. A 2 megapixel front camera and a 5 megapixel rear camera for $2,300.
Now, we don't normally mention hardware. I just thought this was worth mentioning. Buy Lamborghini.
That's like buying a gallon of milk for $1,000.
Oh, better be good milk.
Right?
That better be some really good cow.
This is clearly an overpriced.
But it has, you know, tablet. Just remember, the tablet is $300. The Lamborghini name is $2,000.
I won't argue with that at all.
Moving on, the Cyanogen Mod 9, which is the ICS base, cold freeze has begun. So release candidates will be done over the next few weeks for the first round of devices, and then they will bring on additional devices.
Yay!
Well, it's taken a long time because of the significant differences between Gingerbread and ICS.
Yeah.
There was such a big difference between the two. That's why they skipped CMA.
And for the
CMA.
One that matters for me, the Nook, as I understand it, the developers, the main developers for Encore, for Cyanogenmon,
yeah,
moved over to
the touchpad.
The HP touchpad, right?
Yeah, but I think they're going to do a little work. I think they are going to try to get it on. I don't think it's going to be one of the earlier ones. Meanwhile, there is Cyanogenmod 7.2, which is the stable version of Gingerbread, which does backport some features. And that's the version that will be used to support legacy devices that can't get all the way to 9.
Have you upgraded your Nook? Or do you even use your Nook anymore?
I do use my Nook occasionally. I want to turn it into a digital picture frame. And I did install a ICS very, very alpha build of the AOKP project.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually made the Nook a real tablet, because as much as I enjoyed Cyanogen 7 on it, it was still a very phone-like experience. Trust me, if you can get a CM9 or any ICS build onto the Nook Color, it will totally change your usage of it.
Why's that?
Because it's a tablet operating system. Whereas 7 is very much a phone operating system. There are some modifications, but it is, what's that expression they used to use? About when you take something and put a couple of little finishes on it to make it something else?
Lipstick on a pig?
Okay, whatever you say.
No, that was a hotel we were at. Never mind, sorry.
Excuse me, they were preparing for the Democratic National Convention.
Ah. Oh, dude, that reminds me. Do you remember me telling you when I went to the wrong room and my thing wouldn't open up the room because it was the wrong room?
Yeah.
And I told you that I noticed that it was the wrong room because I walked past an open room that didn't have a door, but where normally, or at least if I'm walking to the right room, there's the housekeeper's room. Well, this was just a room with a bunch of boxes in it.
Okay.
I went back and looked at those boxes. It was a room full of toilets and boxes.
Well, you remember the first night we were there, somebody was saying they had a floor full of toilets that had just been removed. They have to keep the toilets that haven't yet, that have to be installed somewhere.
If you weren't there, one of the floors at this, I want to say floor 9 at the hotel.
It was floor 9.
they were replacing all the toilets, I guess. So one of the guys that was staying on room on floor 9, he was telling us and showed us pictures that the entire hallway of this floor was covered in
formerly used toilets.
It was hilarious.
And I hope they were gently
storing a lot of those toilets on our floor, the replacement toilets.
I hope they were gently used toilets. Otherwise, they won't be able to get a good resale price on them.
And it looks like they were just throwing them around whenever they took them out of the room. So
Later in the weekend when Brom and his wife went over to the parking garage to go and look at some of the stuff that they were dumping there. Mm-hmm. They were using it to store some of the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they saw some nice stuff that they didn't have room for in their car.
Really?
Yeah, also a large stack of IKEA furniture, not yet assembled. So apparently the Blake Hotel will be redone in early IKEA. I can live
maybe
with that.
Maybe late IKEA.
Numerars. So Numerar countertops with the big gigantic pile of them.
I don't know what those are.
They're countertops.
Okay.
I don't know what it'll look like, but I'll tell you next year if I go back.
All right.
Moving on. If you're interested in some apps.
Before we do the apps, there's a story I would like to talk about.
I love hearing your stories, Jerry.
Okay, so there is an Android subreddit on Reddit.
Yes, I know.
One of the stories that came by recently was a story that was on Android Police that developers will be able to reply to reviews in the Google Play Store. Excuse me, the Google Play Store.
Excuse me, you're spoiling my story for next week. I was actually going to report on that one.
Why do you want to wait a week?
I don't, but I always freeze things on Sunday night. But let's talk about it, then. I don't have to tell you about it next week.
Well, this came out on, Thursday.
I know, but somebody deleted the original article.
So, I went to, when it came out, I tried to go to the link, and for some reason, it wasn't working. It was 404 and out on Android Police.
That's why I didn't put it on.
Hold on. Calm down.
I'm calm.
I got this.
I'm calm.
Okay, so I did a Google search for basically developer reply, reviews, play, blah, blah, blah. And I got a story on Techno Buffalo saying basically developers will be able to reply. Okay, it was via Fandroid. So I go to Fandroid. Fandroid has roughly the same story and the exact same screenshot, and it says it's via Talk Android. So I go to Talk Android. Talk Android has exactly the same story and exactly the same screenshot, and its source is Android Spin. So I go to Android Spin, and Android Spin has the exact same story and the exact same screenshot via Android Police. Ooh, maybe I've reached the source. I click on it, 404. What the hell, people? So a little bit of research takes me to this thread on Google Groups where apparently Android Police pulled the story because only select developers are going to be able to reply. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I thought it was that eventually they're going to roll it out to more.
Yes, in theory. However, I think this is...
a limited beta.
Yeah, I think this is excellent.
So do I
think this is a sorely needed feature. So, but it was the trail of getting to the of researching the story that showed up on so many sites that I just thought was incredibly amusing.
Well, you actually identified why I held off on it, because the original source article had been deleted. Mm. Anyway, okay. So I did see it. Shall we talk about some apps?
Let's do apps.
Exciting one. Next Call helps you keep track of contacts you haven't called in a while. So it will allow you to know that you haven't talked to anybody and remind you that you haven't talked to them and prioritize people based on the level of time you've talked to them. Now, I don't know about you, but if I haven't talked to anybody, why do I want to talk to them now?
Right? There's a reason I haven't called them in a while.
Well, maybe you want occasionally your phone to say, you haven't talked to Uncle Jim in a while. Why don't you
call Uncle Jim? Now, there is an app for that. I had a widget that I think it was called Call Mom. And basically, you would tell it, okay, this person, I need to call every so many days. And it would have a little widget that says, you talked to mom, the last time you talked to mom was blah, blah, days ago. And then if you hit the button, it would call mom and reset the counter.
But I don't need to call mom. She's visiting. She's right here.
Yeah, well, my mom lives, 1,000 miles away, so.
Well, at least my mother's in Florida.
But basically, it was which is exactly more than 1,000 what you're asking away. For.
I'm not asking for it. I just said it would be interesting.
Oh.
Moving along, a new Android iFreeze assistant Robin has gone nationwide, according to their press release.
Robin?
I haven't heard of anybody talking about it, but apparently it's gone nationwide, according to the people responsible for Robin. It's like Siri, only it's not.
Oh, eyes-free assistant. Now I get it.
Well, you know, the thing is that they're moving in this direction, so it's no longer, you know, hands-free in your car. The idea is that an assistant who's designed to assist you in your car, vocally, is an eyes-free assistant. Where hands-free is just like a calling device.
Yeah.
Everything's a gimmick.
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm fine right now.
Yeah, me too.
Android has gotten an Xbox Live app. The app can be used to view or modify your 3D Xbox avatar, track your achievements, connect with Xbox Live friends, and even get news and information from your Xbox Spotlight feeds.
Yay!
If you're an Xbox user, this sounds good. If you're like me and you don't own an Xbox, eh. Sounds nice, though.
It does.
Do you own an Xbox, Jerry?
I do.
Are you excited?
No.
Okay. The Aviary Photo Editor is now available for Android for when your stock editor is not enough. Aviary helps you out.
What if you're not taking pictures of birds?
It's fine. You can take pictures of other things.
Oh, okay. So it's not just an editor of photos of aviaries.
No, it's the name of the photo editor is Aviary.
Ah.
It does not require you to take photos of aviaries or of birds. Birds are nice to take pictures of, though, if they're nice birds. The American Red Cross First app, excuse me, the American Red Cross First Aid app, was released because it is essential that in an emergency you look at your phone instead of the person suffering in front of you. But it may be able to give you good advice in the event that somebody in front of you is choking. Remember, step one in the event that somebody near you is choking is ask the victim, are you choking? You knew that, Jerry.
I would just like to point out that the vast majority of Americans are not trained in CPR.
Yes.
So having the information there is much better than not.
I agree.
People who are trained in CPR, having the information there is better than not because, you know, when somebody's dying, it's a stressful situation. And you tend to forget stuff in stressful situations. So,
is that why those posters always said that the first thing you should do if someone's choking is ask them if they're choking?
Yes, it is true.
I just remember my childhood looking at that poster over and over again.
The main thing I remember from that is if they're making noise, they're okay.
Okay. Moving along, a Holo launcher. For those of you who cannot get to ICS, you can make your Froyo or Gingerbread device look like ICS and fool your friends.
Because that's what I want.
I don't know what you want, Jerry. Your device is ICS.
Yay!
And Connectimals is now on Android. Awesome! Yet another Microsoft product where you have to love a theoretical animal. It sounds scary, Jerry. Weren't you telling me that you used to have one of those when you lived in Japan? An electronic animal?
Yeah. A Magogachi or something like that.
Yes, so now you can relive those glory days of having a synthetic animal by downloading Connectimals. And you can go and hug a tiger?
Yeah.
Okay. With your phone. Hug a tiger. Anyway, moving along. Vonage has been updated. If you are a Vonage user, you can get better battery life, Bluetooth, and better voice quality. Just like the better voice quality being offered by Skype 4.0 for Linux. Yay, Skype. Moving along. Amazon Mobile was updated. Should you be using it, you can now take advantage of new sort and filter options, a shortcut for barcode scanning, faster navigation, and more. So as long as you don't want to use it on your tablet, you now may buy random stuff wherever you happen to be. Like if you're at the Southeast Linux Fest and want a holster for your hardware recording device. By the way, my holster arrived.
Yay!
Well, I was carrying around that hardware recorder, and I was saying, I need somewhere to put this so that I don't have to carry around this hardware recorder.
You do.
So I went to my Amazon mobile app and I got a DSLR holster, which has the tripod thing on the side, and it goes through a belt. So now the next time I come to the Southeast Linux Fest, I can put my recorder on my belt. I'm sad you won't be there next year, Jerry.
We'll see.
Okay. We can economize. Anyway, Kindle for Android has been enhanced with a tablet experience. So while Amazon mobile is ignoring the tablet, their other product, Kindle for Android, now includes a 2-page-in-1 landscape mode, as well as comics and other enhancements.
Eh. If I had a tablet, that would be cool, but I don't, so eh.
I have a tablet. Cool.
We don't have to agree on everything.
I didn't say we did. We agree on a lot of things. That's why we do the show so well, but we disagree on enough things that it is fascinating. Let's see. Magic Piano has arrived on Android, which is a Guitar Hero-like piano game. So if you want to play a piano in such a manner that you could not reproduce if you had a real piano, try out Magic Piano.
It'll give you piano skills like magic.
Yes, so magical they don't exist. You can also try out Hovernote, which is a floating notepad app for tablets. And I actually want to take a moment to talk about this.
This sounds cool.
Well, no, there have been a lot of floating apps for tablets. Basically, the app would float on the side like a window on a, let's say, a Windows desktop. You know, that thing that Microsoft wants to get rid of. So what do you think about floating windows and floating apps on Android where you can have, let's say, a window in the side that would, let's say, do messaging or flash up alerts, as opposed to having every app running full screen?
I don't have an opinion. I know that what I saw when that guy was showing us Windows 8.
Yeah.
And there was that kind of fly-in window available on the side.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Well, what I really want, and, you know, just playing with the Transformer, which I still have to fix, since I think I need to do a factory reset. It's been acting a little wonky since the ICS update. Basically, what I want is to be able to have a status of something that I can pull out of the side no matter what app I'm in. So rather than app switching, I just want, I can swipe to the right and have like a little box on the screen appear that allows me to keep track of something else.
I just want a multi-monitor screen.
Sometimes you don't have a multi-monitor screen, Jerry.
I know, and it's irritating.
We have to learn to live with what we have.
No, we don't. Carrying on.
Google Authenticator was updated with internal clock sync. To avoid the generation of incorrect codes, it can now sync with the Google clock.
Yay.
If you use Google Authenticator, that's yay. Yay, because I use Google Authenticator to protect my LastPass account.
Yay.
Anyway, I also was trying out an app, Fast Burst Camera, which allows pictures up to 30 frames per second to be taken if your camera can handle it. Now, it doesn't take it at the highest resolution. It takes it, I think, at a maximum of 1920 by 1080, which is still plenty. But let's say you want to take 30 pictures in a row very quickly. Snap, snap, snap. Snap, snap, snap. This would be
here
very
good. Here is how fast my... listen to this. This is how fast the 4G LTE will take pictures. Let's see if you can hear this.
I don't hear anything.
No, I've had the flash on. Okay.
Okay.
Were you able to hear that?
Yes, I was.
That's how fast it'll take pictures, which is pretty cool.
The Resound takes pictures pretty quickly, but this allows you to take pictures
essentially a lot faster than that, yeah.
Yeah.
30 frames per second is, you know, that's video.
Yeah, but it'll do it as individual pictures. So I sort of like that. There are a few random things that I would really want to do that for. Let's say I wanted to go plane spotting.
Plane spotting.
Well, when I was down in Charlotte and I was getting a ride from the airport, there were these people legally parked who were standing there taking pictures with their big digital SLRs of planes taking off at Douglas Airport. Maybe someday I'll do that. I actually know some people who are big into that. They're the ones who got made fun of by Al Roker. I've silenced you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to say about being made fun of by Al Roker? Okay. He's a jerk. I don't like Al Roker.
Okay.
And just to do a wrap-up, we're coming up on the hour mark, and I'm sorry that we ended, that we started a little late, but we made up for it.
And we did. I think we had a pretty good show, darn it.
Yes, and I think I will try to fix some of the technical problems with the system that I'm still upgrading. Admittedly, I thought I had all of the ones up to bring it back to what it was like last week, but we'll continue working on it until it's perfect.
Because that's what we do.
Yes, and we'll talk about an alternate to Skype. I'll have several options set up, and we'll do a test just to make sure. We'll try Google Voice and a few other things. Not Google Gmail chat. I want to give a thank you to our special studio audience who stayed quietly here in the corner. Now, did you enjoy the podcast? Thumbs up or thumbs down? I have two thumbs up.
Well, that's better than her giving three thumbs up, because then she would have three thumbs and that would just be weird.
Yes. And I have here on my desk something. I have a question for you, Jerry. Have you visited the Jacksonville branch of Libretto's Pizza? Authentic New York City pizza and Italian kitchen.
No.
Okay.
I've been a little busy with...
Gotta eat.
And besides, you know, I'm not really inclined to go back and eat pizza after I come back after gaining 8 pounds.
Well, according to the menu, they offer things other than pizzas. They offer ensalada, zuppa. Are you a big fan of zuppa?
Not gonna do it.
Okay.
I have a goal. I have a place that I want to be. Going to Libretto's is not on the the path to my destination.
Okay.
Was that, huh?
That was a round of applause for your dedication to your health.
You know, they say, not dedication.
Stubbornness?
No.
Motivation?
Discipline.
Discipline.
I say discipline is just remembering what you want.
Well, on that note, I think that's the perfect note to wrap up and cover a few other things. We have a little housekeeping to do. Remember, you can now try out our new subreddit at Android Buffet on Reddit. Give us stories that I can put in the rundown so I don't have to write them myself. We also got a email.
Oh, and feel free to PM me on Reddit. I'm Jerry_Jones, you know, just like...
How do you move a link that's already been submitted from one Reddit to another?
I don't know.
Because, you know, there are good things in the Android thing. I don't want to necessarily resubmit them. Okay, we have an email from Ron. Ron says, I like your podcast, but the intro music is not cool at all.
You're my man, Ron. You and me, eye to eye. That's what I'm saying.
Find me some other music. That's...
I don't have a better suggestion, which is why I don't complain.
It's public domain. What? You know,
I understand that, and I don't have a better suggestion, which is why I haven't said anything.
Okay, I'll accept that.
I don't feel like making you feel bad if I don't have a better option, you know?
I'll welcome an extra option.
I agree, but I don't have one. So, you know, I don't like people that go, well, the way we're doing things sucks. Well, then how should we do them? I don't know, but how we're doing them sucks. Stop that. If you don't have a suggestion, just shut up. And I don't have a suggestion, so...
If you can actually go and play a musical instrument and you want to compose and sing an alternate...
Or not sing.
I'd love to hear a singing composer.
Yeah, but if they submit something that is just instrumental, that's way cool as well.
Yes. We did have one once. I thought you didn't like it. Somebody did send us something. Like an instrumental digital music composition. So if you feel that you'd like to engage in a creative work for which you will receive no pay, but you will receive our attribution and we will play it on the show, you're welcome to do it. We will definitely, as long as it is not offensive, we will play it. Remember, this is a family-friendly show according to the Tech Podcast Network, of which we are an affiliate. If it's tech, it's there. Also here, too. We are also a... proud member of the Weneca Media Group, creators of fine quality online content, and the people who host the server, which include me and many other interesting sites you could be a part of.
Could be.
Yes. And remember, we still have 160 plus hours of unused streaming server should you be interested in contacting us to host your next live podcast. Jerry, of course, can be reached at jerry.jones@gmail.com. You can also find him at his phone. I believe he has a phone number that he gives out regularly. I don't. You can, of course, contact us, should you wish, via our voicemail line, which is a free call if you are in New Jersey, like Murph. We are still waiting for Jonathan Garby to call the line. That number is 201-2-WENECA. That's W-E-N-E-C-A, WENECA. And, of course, if you do not want to use a traditional phone line, of course, you may record your well wishes and email them to us, or just email your well wishes in typed form, like Ron, who expressed his opinion, which we do appreciate. At podcast@AndroidBuffet, or use the contact form on our website. You can also tweet us at Android Buffet. You can visit our Google Plus page, managed by the fabulous Kevin McLaughlin.
Fabulous.
And in order to make sure that you could do all these things, I have put a direct link to the Google Plus page now on the Android Buffet main site. You may also click the button to like us on Facebook, to plus one us on Google, or to follow us on Twitter. They're all down at the bottom, should you wish to do that, in a non-obtrusive manner. Jerry's silence indicates he's going to plus one us, follow us, and like us. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. Join us here next week, hopefully without additional technical difficulty, for another exciting episode.
Bye!
And I want to again, Jerry, would you like to help me out here? You know, my mother is such a wonderful woman. Can you give her a round of applause? Okay. I don't know if she'll be back. It took her 100 episodes to get here. She may be back in 100 other episodes. And you're welcome to bring your mother on anytime, Jer.
Yeah, no. My mother's way, 1,000 miles away. And I don't have a microphone that sensitive.
Yeah, well, my mother is normally several thousand miles away in Florida. But she's here in New York. So she got to enjoy the wonder that is this episode. Remember, you're welcome to stream in live every Monday. You can join the live chat room on Freenode. That's in the pound Android buffet room, or you can click on the web chat on our website. Any final words to add, Jerry, before we wrap it up for yet another week of the Android Buffet podcast?
None whatsoever.
Okay, remember to tune in for us and many other fine shows. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.